Bluffington, bumper sticker capital of the world. A typical Saturday afternoon, families celebrate the Bluffco family bumper sticker picnic. As the barbecue winds down, everyone gears up for the big wheelbarrow race. Everyone, that is, except me. I'm busy wrapping up another case. The shadowy figure is getting away, Ginny Wiz exclaimed. That's okay, replied her brother Jimmy. I've just figured out who kidnapped our father. It was... Turn to page 103 for a solution.
Doug, you're supposed to figure out the solution for yourself first. Don't worry, this is an easy one.
It's simple. Poopsie Malloy.
Nope.
Mr. Van Hovel?
Nope.
Busy Bernard?
Remember, amateur sleuths, don't be misled by the suspect's motives. Always look at the evidence first.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Patty. Hey, Porkchop. Hey, have any of you guys seen a wheelbarrow run? Say, is that Whiz Kids number 49? Boy, that sure was an easy one. You know, I knew all along it was...
Shh! Doug hasn't figured it out yet.
I'm working on it. Sheesh.
Professor Whiz kidnapped himself.
Huh? Roger, he almost had it.
Hey, Raj, have you seen my wheelbarrow anywhere?
What would I want to take your crummy wheelbarrow for? I wouldn't be caught dead in that goofy race.
Professor Whiz kidnapped himself in order to test the brain power of his extraordinarily brilliant children.
Douglas, Patricia, something terrible is... Oh, Whiz Kids number 49. Boy, that sure was an easy one. Professor
yeah,
Whiz...
Yeah, he... what's so terrible, Mr. Dink?
What? Oh, yes, somebody sabotaged the wheelbarrow race.
Sabotaged the wheelbarrow race?
Sabotaged the wheelbarrow race?
I don't know why, but something told me the wheelbarrow race had been sabotaged. Without bumpers to slap bumper stickers on, this race is nothing more than a bunch of blindfolded people pushing each other around in wheelbarrows.
It was the best race I ever invented. 6 months just to come up with a name.
I had to get an angle on this bumper burglar and fast. There was only one thing to do. Well, shadowy figure, I suppose you can tell us where you were exactly 57 minutes and 41 seconds ago.
I was at the zoo. I was at the movies.
Then perhaps you can tell me what those are under your coat.
Pencils? Huh? Oops.
Pencils indeed. Not quite, though that's exactly what you'll be needing to sign your confession.
Oh, Doug Wiz, you solved the mystery without even looking at the answer on page 103.
Well, Patty Wiz, once you understand the criminal mind...
What are you talking about, Douglas?
I was just thinking that,
that we could solve the mystery together. Doug, what a great idea.
Oh, no, you can't do detective work without buying a hydroelectronic magnifying glass and fingerprint analyzer.
You dropped your glove.
Thanks, Douglas. Geiger counter and detecto finder. Not to mention a clue. No, it's just not possible. This is a mine.
Doug, you found a clue.
What's that? A clue? Oh, boy, you know what that means.
What?
I get to buy all that detective equipment.
Looks like it's just you and me.
The Funny Mayonnaise Detective Agency was open for business. You say Chubbs McPutty lost his candy bar collection?
You say someone's uprooted old Mrs. Capruder's prized petunia?
I said a large.
And no anchovies.
Shadowy figure alert. Shadowy figure alert.
Shadowy figure alert. Shadowy figure alert. Wait, he's getting away.
so-called families could be a cover for a diabolical bumper smuggling gang.
All we've got to do is find out who dropped this glove at the scene of the crime.
Right. And the only way to do that is to figure out which family gains the most by ruining the race.
Or who's missing a glove?
Aha! Maybe the Studebakers were afraid they'd lose the race and their athletic reputation along with it, so they stole the bumpers to save themselves from embarrassment. Or the Bluffs. Who could be more suspicious than a family that hates running races and hates losing even more? Or
Mr. Valentine.
Skeeter's dad? Nice try, Patty, but I don't think Joe Valentine. Mr. Valentine? But it doesn't make any sense. Why would Skeeter's dad want a bunch of old bumpers?
Doug, he's got them. I knew it. Like I say, you just have to follow the evidence.
It was hard to argue with the airtight logic of my super sleuth partner, but something still bothered me.
Hey, what are you kids doing here?
We just thought you might be getting ready for the race.
Where do you want these, Joe?
Dad? My own dad, a common bumper thief?
But I tell you, we're that thing where you didn't do it.
Innocent, Joe. We're innocent.
Innocent, I tell you!
Don't cry, Ski. Well, he'll be out in 5, 10 tops.
But, Doug, who are we going to get to run the bumper sticker race with us?
Hi, kids. You want to help Joe and me set up for tonight's bonfire?
Well, I was wondering what Ruby did with my other glove.
Wait a minute. Mrs. Valentine had the gloves?
Then she's the one who...
See you later, Mr. Valentine.
Finally, a break in the case, but we now had a new suspect, Mrs. Valentine. We found her meeting secretly with Mrs. Klotz and Mrs. Dink, right next to the scene of the crime.
So I told him, sure you can run the family wheelbarrow race, bud. All we need is a kid.
But do you really think Mrs. Valentine is the culprit?
Hey, Mom, I think I'm gonna... What are you doing here, funny?
Oh, honey, please not again. I told you 100 times I've been on my feet at the hair salon all week, and I just can't run that race with you.
Well, no, Mom, that's not what I...
Now, I'm sorry, Roger. But maybe your father can run the race with you next year.
Roger's dad lives in Bloatsburg.
What are you looking at?
Besides, Roger, the race has already started.
No, it hasn't, dear. It's not starting for another 15 minutes.
Well, then, what was squeaking like the dickens over there on the race course, if not a wheelbarrow?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
No.
The evidence! Someone obviously stole the Valentine's wheelbarrow and their gloves along with it. Don't you see? The squeaky sound Mrs. Valentine heard in the bushes was...
Somebody stealing the bumpers!
And look, there's the track!
A shadowy figure!
Skeeter!
You stole the bumpers!
Huh? What bumpers? I've just been looking for my wheelbarrow. No, you gotta believe me. I was framed, I tell ya.
Exactly where were you 1 hour ago?
Don't I need a lawyer for this?
Wait a minute, Patty. He was with us 1 hour ago, remember?
Hey, have any of you guys seen a wheelbarrow?
He was looking for his wheelbarrow, like he says.
But then who could possibly have done it?
What would I want to take your crummy wheelbarrow for? I wouldn't be caught dead in that goofy race.
And I just can't run that race with you. Now, I'm sorry your father couldn't come in from Bloatsburg this time, Roger, but maybe he can run the race with you next year.
Whiz Kids number 49, The Secret of the Disappearing Dad. I got it. I just figured out who did it.
Hey, kids, I'm back. Hey, bumpers. Well, what do you know?
Doug figured out who the thief was.
Oh, I didn't even get to use all this great stuff. It was very expensive.
It was Roger.
Oh, man, it's always Roger.
His father doesn't live here anymore. And I guess if Roger couldn't race, he didn't want anyone else to.
Congratulations, Doug! We did it!
Patty was right. We did it. The bumpers were back and everyone was happy. Everyone, that is, except... Well, the mystery was solved, but the case wasn't closed yet. Something still wasn't right.
Oh, that's okay, Tippy. Let the others go out there and have a good time. We'll just watch, you know. It'll be all right.
Wait, son, where are you going? I can't run the race without you.
I'll be right back, Dad. I'm just closing a case. Mr. Dink?
Yeah.
Mr. Dink asked Roger to run the race, and the mystery of the missing bumpers came to an end. The great thing I learned is that solving a mystery is more than just looking at the hard evidence. Sometimes you have to listen to your gut. And right now, my gut's growling. I'm starving. Come on, Porkchop. Let's go investigate the refrigerator.